"That's part of the old woman's outfit," he said. "But what is it all about, Billy?" Billy sank his voice as one who discusses great secrets of state. "I don't mind telling you, sir, but it should go no farther. It's this case of the Crown Diamond."
"What, the £100,000 burglary?"
"Yes, sir. They must get it back, sir. Why, he had the Prime Minister and the Home Secretary both sitting on that very sofa. Mr. Holmes was very nice to them. He soon put them at their ease and promised he would do all he could. Then there is Lord Cantlemere."
"Ah.
Yes, sir, you know what that means. He's a stiff un, sir, if I may say so. I can get along with the Prime Minister, and I've nothing against the Home Secretary, who seemed a civil, obliging sort of man, but I can't stand his lordship. Neither can Mr. Holmes, sir. You see, he don't believe in Mr. Holmes, and he was against employing him. He'd rather he failed."
"And Mr. Holmes knows it?"
"Mr. Holmes always knows whatever there is to know."
"Well, we'll hope he won't fail, and that Lord Cantlemere will be confounded. But I say, Billy, what is that curtain for across the window?"
"Mr. Holmes had it put up there 3 days ago. We've got something funny behind it."
Billy advanced and drew away the drapery which screened the alcove of the bow window. Dr. Watson could not restrain a cry of amazement.